Graver studied the hololithic readout of his ore specs and glanced warily up at the sky. It had taken the scouts over half an hour to pick their way through the rubble of the Administratum building, and now a fresh meteor storm was on the horizon, threatening their progress. He could see fragments of planetary debris beginning to burn up in the upper atmosphere, leaving long, fiery streaks across the sky in their wake. The storms had plagued the Raven Guard's campaign ever since their arrival on Idos, rocks and boulders hurtling indiscriminately out of the sky at incredible velocities. A terrible, deadly rain. Helium rain. A high-pitched whistling sound pierced the air. Graves tracked the trajectory of a fist-sized rock as it smashed into the outcropping of a nearby building. The masonry exploded with a deafening echo of stone striking stone. This was followed by another, then another, fragments of the former moon clattering amongst the ruins with the explosive force of successive heavy bolter rounds.
Incoming, Sergeant!
Graves turned to see a hail of debris showering out of the fire-streaked sky all around them. Tiny stones pinged off his carapace. A larger piece struck his right arm brace, nearly knocking him from his feet. Another tore a deep gash in his exposed forearm. The blood looked startlingly bright against the wintry paleness of his flesh.
Take cover!
He called to the others, scrambling for the nearest building. The others scattered. Corbis fell in behind Graves, running over to share the shelter of an immense arched doorway. Much of the building had been destroyed, and Graves knew that what remained of it would be little help when faced with a major impact, but it would offer some protection from the hailstorm. If they were lucky, the larger strikes would occur further afield. Graves heaved a frustrated sigh. They would have to wait for the storm to pass. This was one enemy that neither their bolt pistols nor their cunning could placate. The meteor storm swept in, bombarding the city, pummeling what remained of the buildings and reducing much of it to heaps of rockcrete and stone. Graves dropped to his haunches, listening to the rhythmic drumming of the impacts and the larger collisions elsewhere in the city.
You've fought them before, Sergeant.
Graves tore his eyes away from the hailstorm ravaging the city, glancing back at Corbis, who was regarding him with interest, leaning against a fragment of broken pillar, his shotgun clutched in his hands. Graves nodded.
Alphian 4. We were ambushed. Most of my squad were killed. We were inside the hive when they came out of the darkness and hit us, attacking with all the fury of the warp itself. Terrible. Deadly things with four arms. Until then, I'd assumed the Tyranids were nothing but beasts, animals that lacked any real intelligence, a pestilence that infested human worlds because it didn't know any different. But those things, those gene stealers, there was darkness behind their eyes, a keen intelligence that spoke of something else.
Corbis was watching him keenly.
How did you survive when so many others fell?
Graves stiffened. He heard no accusation in Corbis's gruff tone, but the questions and the memories stirred feelings of guilt within him. He could not explain why he had lived when so many of his brothers had died.
I cannot say. I was blinded by rage. I killed 5, 6 of the creatures, tearing them apart with my bolter and my fist. My brothers had wounded many of them before they had fallen, but my hatred spurred me on. I covered my armor with their blood. Then one of them caught me in the shoulder with its claws, splitting my armor like a tin can. I was on my back. The thing was on top of me, its sickening jaws dripping toxins, its hot breath fogging my helm. I prepared myself. I was ready to die alongside my brothers. I had fought well and made my peace with the Emperor. And then a sudden burst of bolter fire, and the creature was dead, shredded by explosive rounds. Erinys had saved my life. He was dead when I got to him, disemboweled and lying in a pool of his own blood. One other, Argus, was injured but alive. I carried him back to our base.
Corbis nodded gravely.
What happened?
Graves studied the scout's face. He was young and had not yet witnessed a campaign on the scale of Alphian 4. He did not know of the necessary lengths they would go to protect the Imperium from its enemies.
We destroyed the hive. It was lost. We were too late. And too few.
The entire hive?
Gravis nodded.
And now we are here.
He turned his head to watch the hailstorm showering the street outside.
And so are those stinking Xenos. This time, the Raven Guard will have their revenge.
Gravis jerked suddenly and let off a series of short, sharp shots with his bolt pistol. There was a soft thump amongst the clatter of meteors as something fell dead to the ground nearby. Gravis rose slowly from his crouching position, tracking his weapon back and forth across the street.
Be ready, Corbis. Those things don't hunt alone.
What were...
Corbis fell silent as a small tyrannid creature about the size of a large dog hopped up onto a slab of fallen masonry just in front of him. Tiny meteor rocks were pinging off its armored plating, but the creature seemed unaffected by the constant pummeling from above. It turned and hissed at the scout, baring its fangs and its long, curling tongue. It held a bone-colored gun of some sort in its bony claws. It cocked its head and moved as if about to strike. Corbis squeezed the trigger of his shotgun and took the creature's head clean off. The stench of burnt meat filled the air around them as the body slumped soundlessly to the ground. Gravis stepped out into the street and released a volley of bolter rounds into the storm. He could see a pack of termagants swarming through the wreckage towards him, their heads bobbing as they ran, twitching as the debris from the shattered moon continued to stream down around them. He knew that they would not be alone. If there were termagants here, experience told him that there would be bigger and more ferocious Tyranid warriors just behind them. Gravis waved for the scouts to join him as he unleashed another round of bolts into the oncoming mass of aliens. Bodies shuddered and fell, but more swarmed over the top of their dead kin, drawing closer. Gravis felt the sting of tiny stones puncturing his flesh, burying themselves in his exposed arms and cheeks. Bright red blood began to course freely over his pale flesh. Behind him, Corbis was crouching with his shotgun balanced on some fallen masonry, picking off termagants one at a time. The other scouts emerged from their shelter too, following suit, dropping aliens with every shot. A lucky blast of return fire from one of the termagants caught Avil full in the chest, bowling him backwards. Gravis heard him cry out as he fought at whatever it was that had struck him, and was now attempting to burrow its way through his carapace armor. There was no time to help him. The sergeant raised his bolt pistol again, searching for another target. And then he was being pitched forward, the sound of a massive impact ringing loudly in his ears. The ground shook violently beneath him. Darkness swam at the edges of his vision. His last thought before the black cowl of unconsciousness swallowed him entirely was that they needed to get out of there as quickly as possible.